You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Locked On Broncos podcast, hosted by Cody Rourke and Cameron Parker of Predominantly Orange, your daily Broncos podcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Locked On Broncos podcast over here on the Locked On NFL Network, your daily bite-sized Broncos podcast, keeping to you within 30 minutes or less all the latest news, analysis, coverage, and you get to hear from a lot of Broncos players, Broncos coaches as well, on this bite-sized edition of Locked On Broncos. Today's episode of the show is brought to you by Action Heat Clothing. I'm your host, Cody Rourke, NFL analyst covering the Denver Broncos and the National Football League. You can shoot me a follow on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. So it's Friday. Hope you all had a very happy Thanksgiving. I know I ate a lot. I got to watch a lot of good football. And it's just a bummer that the only thing that we were missing was Broncos playing on Thanksgiving. Well, but you know, I guess that might be a good thing. Just given the history, you know, Broncos have done very well on Thanksgiving. The last win I remember was that big win over the Giants on Thursday Night Football. Obviously, you had the whole dilemma with Josh McDaniels cursing out the team. I share that on my Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. I retweeted that. Can't share here. Not safe for work. But yeah, you know, a lot of good times there. Broncos didn't play though. Broncos getting ready for action this Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. 2:25 p.m. Mountain Time kickoff at Broncos Stadium at Mile High. In today's episode of Locked On Broncos, we're going to give you the daily rundown with our injury report, some status updates on some Broncos players, as well as who's going to be in, who's going to be out for the Broncos Steelers matchup. Segment number two, we're going to hear from Vance Joseph, head coach of the Broncos and defensive coordinator Joe Woods on this matchup, hearing from Emmanuel Sanders, as well as what Joe Woods thinks about what the Broncos had to do defensively in order to stop Ben Roethlisberger. We're going to hear that coming up here in a little bit here on the show, as well as segment number three. We're going to give our final thoughts on this matchup as we gear up for kickoff. We'll be doing a post-game report following the Broncos-Steelers game as well. So let's dive right into it here with the Denver Broncos daily rundown. We're going to go through our injury report here, and the Broncos have some good news and also some guys that are not going to be playing going on in this matchup against the Steelers. Deshaun Hamilton, he was a full go the last 2 days, Thursday and Friday at practice, with that re-aggravated knee injury. He's going to be good to go. He's back to play. And Shelby Harris also, he didn't participate on Friday. It wasn't injury related. I think it was a Veterans Day off. He had something come up, but he did not participate on Friday's practice. He'll be back. Obviously, he's going to be ready for this game. A guy who's going to be out for the Broncos in this matchup, inside linebacker Brandon Marshall. He's been injured a good portion of this season. That knee injury still bothering him. He did not participate at all this week. He is ruled out of this matchup. And in his place, you're going to see Josie Jewell continue to step up and get some playing time. He's done a lot of good things. He's still learning as a rookie, but he's filled in very well alongside of Todd Davis. So that's been a huge kind of lineup change for the Broncos that have helped defensively. So that's been something good to watch there as well. Domo Topeka did not participate in Thursday's practice. Not injury related. Veterans Day off. He was a full go today on Friday. He's going to play. And also some good news for the Broncos in that secondary this week. They released Pac-Man Jones from the roster. So obviously some depth issues there at cornerback already. And in question was Bradley Roby. Will he play? He went through concussion protocol. He participated fully on Friday, limited on Thursday. Cleared phase two of the concussion protocol. He should be ready to go. He's listed as questionable, but all signs point for Bradley Roby being able to play on Sunday. He's going to draw a tough matchup against Juju Smith-Schuster and some of those other receivers that the Pittsburgh Steelers have in their arsenal. And then last on the Broncos injury side of things, DeMonte Thomas, ankle injury. He was limited today on Friday, but he is not going to be playing in this game. So obviously with Sua Cravens there, he's got to have a big bounce back game. We'll talk about that in our final thought segment here at the end of the show, but DeMonte Thomas out. We're going to see more Will Parks, obviously. That's always a good thing. Will Parks has had a very under-the-radar year for the Broncos, so him getting some more action here is going to be fun to watch as well, and he might be my prediction player. You might see him snag an interception this week. That might be my bold take, but I'll save that for a little bit later on the show. But on the other side of things, we have to take a look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Broncos' opponent, coming into Broncos Stadium at Mile High this weekend. Now, the guys that are going to be out in this matchup, some pretty big names here. Stephon Tuitt, defensive end. He's got an elbow injury that's been bothering him. He's been out all week in practice. He will not play in this game, so that bodes well for the Broncos. Jared Valdir and obviously Garrett Bowles at the tackle position there, as well as you got to look at Matt Filer. He's a guard for them as well. He's got a pec injury, limited on Thursday and Friday, did not participate on Wednesday. His status for this game is questionable. Now, another key injury here on this Steelers offensive line, which bodes well for the Broncos defense, is Marcus Gilbert at tackle, knee injury. He's out of this matchup, and that is huge news because you got guys like Bradley Chubb and Von Miller looking to get to Ben Roethlisberger, and having a guy like Marcus Gilbert not play, a key tackle, a key player for them on their offense, that bodes well in the favor of the Broncos defense and what they want to accomplish. So Marcus Gilbert out, Bradley Chubb, Von Miller, they're salivating a little bit trying to get to Ben Roethlisberger, and they're hungry. So, you know, it's going to be a very big key to obviously winning the game for the Broncos is getting to Big Ben, not letting him have time to throw. That's going to be very key for the Broncos going forward, as well as Joe Hayden, Marquise Pouncey, Ben Roethlisberger, all non-injury related days off this week at practice on Wednesday. They're all gifted veterans days off, and they were Flogos on Thursday and Friday. Same thing with Anthony Chicolo as well, ankle injury, full go all week. He's ready to go. Ramon Foster, non-injury related, Veterans Day off as well. He is ready to go. He's on the O-line for them. So really this matchup is going to be fairly similar in terms of a lot of things. The Broncos have one key guy out defensively. When you look at the Steelers defense, they're going to have one key guy out of this matchup as well with Stephon Tuitt. Offensively, the Broncos not really missing anybody injury-wise. So, you know, I think this is a very fair matchup on paper. Guys are going to come out. You know, Steelers have some good depth, as do the Broncos. They have some good talent on this team, but obviously with these guys out being injured, you know, look for Josie Jewell to step up continually for the Broncos at inside backer. Look for Will Parks. Look for more Sue Cravens with Demonte Thomas out. Even though Demonte Thomas hadn't really started as safety, he's been a key guy on that special team. So, and look to see a little bit more Isaac Yiadom on Sunday as well. He's been a very bright spot on this Broncos special teams unit. You see him down on coverage, getting down there, down on the field, making tackles or forcing the ball inside. He's a force player on certain things in Tom McMahon's scheme. So that's a lot of good stuff there as well on our daily Broncos rundown. On our injury report previewing this Broncos-Steelers matchup. This is the final injury report. Everybody should be ready to roll. Bradley Roby looks to make his return for the Broncos. But coming up here in just another second here, we're going to hear from Vance Joseph and Joe Woods on this week's matchup. But before we get into that, it's time that we tell you guys about Action Heat Clothing. Now, with Black Friday and with the winter coming in, I'm telling you what, if you're going to be going to this Broncos game, it may not be this game. You might not get it by this game, but if you decide that you want to take action or take a little bit of interest in Action Heat Clothing, well, guess what? Let me tell you about them. They are the best battery-heated clothing on the market with the touch of a button, and you can receive heat on demand as you need it. Action Heat Clothing is safely engineered to deliver heat through heating panels, which are similar to the heating panels that you have in car seats that are high power. I know my car has those heated seat features. I love it in the morning. The same thing for your clothing. They have the same exact technology and engineering there to make that happen for you. They're powered by a rechargeable 5-volt lithium ion battery that can last you up to 12 hours. So if you got to work out in the cold all day, guess what? Action Heat Clothing is the best thing for you. And if you're looking for a gift for the holidays, for any family or friends, keep them warm with Action Heat. You could even purchase them heated jackets. You could purchase heated socks, gloves, hats, or even undergarments like long johns. So if you're out in the cold, you're working, you want to stay warm, Action Heat Clothing is the right product for you. They're available in both men and women's style clothing. And we have a very special offer for listeners of the Locked On Broncos podcast, where you can save 20% off of your order today by going to actionheat.com/lockedon, actionheat.com/lockedon. And when you find something that you like at checkout, use coupon code Locked On to save 20% off of your order today. Tell them the Locked On Broncos podcast sent you. We're going to head on out to the UC Health Training Center down there in Denver, where Vance Joseph met with the media today, and we hear from Joe Woods, defensive coordinator of the Broncos, who spoke to the media yesterday about this huge matchup between the Steelers and the Broncos. But first off, we're going to hear from Vance Joseph and what his thoughts are on Royce Freeman's role in this offense after coming back from an injury. Will he get more carries? Well, let's find out right here.
We have a game plan going in, and obviously the hot guy gets the carries, but he's definitely a part of the game plan, and he's practiced well the last 2 weeks. So we'll see how the game goes.
Emmanuel Sanders will also be facing his former team that he also used to play for. And this is always a big thing. Emmanuel Sanders always tends to play big against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The last matchup they had down there in Pittsburgh, Emmanuel Sanders went off in that game with Brock Osweiler as the starting quarterback for the Broncos at that point. But we're going to also hear what Vance Joseph had to say about Emmanuel Sanders and where his preparation was this week in terms of preparing for this matchup to go see his former team. And obviously, there's some history there. It's a little personal for Emmanuel Sanders.
This week it looked like Emmanuel. I mean, he works hard. He's engaged. He's excited about playing. So, but it's a big game for him because it's his former team. You know, and he wants to play well. But that's his role each week for us. He has to make big plays for us to win games, and he understands that. No different for him on Sunday.
Broncos defensive coordinator Joe Woods had a lot to say about what the Broncos have to do defensively in order to be able to successfully stop the Steelers' offense with the dynamic weapons of Antonio Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster, and even James Conner, who's emerged on the NFL scene in light of Le'Veon Bell holding out from the Steelers this year. Joe Woods had a lot to say on Big Ben's ability to keep drives alive and what the Broncos secondary has to do in order to successfully stop Big Ben.
It doesn't affect what you do in terms of what we'll call, but guys have to understand they're going to have to cover him twice because he's going to escape. He's going to move around the pocket, and you can see receivers running around. So initially, we have to do our job and execute the coverage, and then when he scrambles, we're going to have to be able to plaster.
A lot of key notes there from Vance Joseph and Joe Woods, and I think the important thing that we should talk about here is when we talk about Royce Freeman, the Broncos, let me be clear here. Phillip Lindsay has been phenomenal for the Broncos. The week that Royce Freeman was out and he had to go on and they had to play without Royce Freeman, I felt like the Broncos were definitely just missing that power dynamic guy they had to settle with down there against Houston with Devontae Booker. Nothing against Devontae Booker. I just felt like the combination, the chemistry, and just the energy that Royce Freeman and Phillip Lindsay both bring to the table for the Broncos, that dynamic of a smash and a dash type of combination, is just very essential for the Broncos' success on offense. It's very energetic, very contagious. The power running, we saw those two work very, very dynamic with each other in unison against the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday Night Football when the Broncos lost 27-24. I thought that in that game, the Broncos' run game was so efficient that I'm not sure why they went away from it in the fourth quarter. Obviously, that's a moot point. That's old news. But the Broncos have a very special 1-2 punch here with these two guys. And like I said, we talked about this, I think, on our game preview. I think the Broncos have to have a very good balance between the run and the pass here. Obviously, with the running game, you want to have maybe, you know, one guy with 20 carries, one guy with 15. Whether that be Royce Freeman with 20, Phillip Lindsay with 15, so be it, or Lindsay with 20, Freeman with 15. You know, you have to just live with those cars, but you have to run the ball effectively. And the Broncos have the horses to do it. I think with the combination they have on that offensive line right now, man, it's a very, very special combination that they have. And really, John Elway went on Orange and Blue 760 this past week and really said that, you know, due to injuries, it's kind of the offensive line may have fallen into a very specific, unique set on that offensive line rotation in terms of depth, in terms of who's at what position. You know, you have Connor McGovern and Billy Turner working really great together. And same thing with Elijah Wilkinson. Those guys at that guard center guard spot have been phenomenal for the Broncos. And I think it really helped out Garrett Bowles, who had one of his best games of the year against Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa. And then also Jared Valdir had a couple of plays where he gave up, you know, a little bit of a bull rush on the inside or on the outside edge. I thought he got better as the game progressed against Los Angeles, but it's very, very key that this Broncos offense right now, I don't know, they might have something special there that makes them kind of consider that, oh, you know, maybe we keep this O-line intact. I'm very, very impressed with Billy Turner, Elijah Wilkinson. They've been considered swing guys for the Broncos on that O-line. They can play guard, they can play tackle, but right now they're in a pretty good spot, I think, to continue to contribute effectively. Will that continue? We'll obviously find out this Sunday when the Broncos and the Steelers do battle. Now, when it comes to what Joe Woods was talking about regarding Ben Roethlisberger, I think it's so important against a guy like Ben Roethlisberger, against a guy like Tom Brady, against a guy like Aaron Rodgers, for example. We've seen it before, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see Joe Woods channel what the Broncos did against Aaron Rodgers back in 2015, that type of game plan. He said a key there in his interview. He said, you know, essentially with our secondary, we got to tell guys that they have to cover twice because Big Ben, he's going to be elusive. He's going to get out of the pocket. He's going to escape a little bit. And so you have to cover that receiver twice because those guys are going to find ways to get open. When their initial route's not there, if it's covered and he escapes, you know, pressure, he escapes the sack, whatever he's good at, you know, we see it a lot with him, that the Broncos have to find that receiver's hip and they have to continue to cover more than just the initial time because Big Ben can extend plays. You know, the average play in the NFL lasts about 4.3 seconds in the NFL. So think about that analogy of a play. You have play, set, hike. The average play from start to finish, 4.3 seconds, maybe 4.5 at the most. So really, you have to cover essentially, prepare to cover for at least 8 seconds against, you know, Big Ben and Antonio Brown and, you know, these wide receivers and Juju Smith-Schuster, even Ryan Switzer, and you have to factor in James Conner out of the backfield as a weapon. Yeah, the Steelers offense has a lot of talent to them, and the Broncos defense has a very, very big task at hand on Sunday when they meet. So I'm very eager to see if the Broncos decide to channel that 2015 against the Green Bay Packers type game plan. Joe Woods at that time was the secondary coach, cornerback, safety coach for them during that time. That was huge. They had a monumental year. He still has that ability to channel that same exact type of game plan. And he said in his press conference, really against the Chargers, you know, on third down, it was weird. They gave up 8 explosive plays. 6 of them were on third down. Well, really, that's not really becoming of the Broncos' nature as a defense. They've been a very good team on third down. So they try to figure out, they say, you know, Phillip Rivers, they sent zone pressures, they went man pressures, they went man coverage, zone coverage. They did a lot of different things to try to get to Phillip Rivers in those situations. And he converted on 6 of those out of those 8 explosive plays. 6 of them had to, you know, come on third down. So I think the Broncos, they went through, they went back on film, they adjusted to a lot of things. And I think that's very, very exciting as well. And then, you know, I think coming up here in just a segment 3, we're going to give our final thoughts on this matchup. I also have a very special announcement that I want to share with all of you here at Locked On Broncos. I think it's going to be a very, very cool thing for our show going forward every single week. And as necessary, some cool news we'll tell you about that coming up here in just a second in segment 3. But before we jump into that, let me tell you guys about the Locked On NFL Network and what's going on here with social media. If you want to stay in the know with the NFL, you want to get the latest news, analysis, and updates of all NFL teams on one feed, well, Locked On NFL Net on Twitter has you covered. On at Locked On NFL Net on Twitter, you get all of the local hosts covering the NFL team on one feed. This is a phenomenal feature during games, anytime there's breaking news, or if you just want to get the local perspective from those teams, from those hosts and those experts over there at Locked On NFL Net on Twitter is the place to go, as well as Instagram. Instagram is taking over with a variety of news and how it's delivered to your social media devices. At Locked On NFL Net is giving you the biggest stories in just 1 minute on your Instagram stories. You're going to hear from myself on there a lot. I always send in a lot of things. You get these cool audio cutups on the Instagram story feature, as well as on the Instagram feed. You get the bigger stories, the longer cuts of some of the biggest stories in the league from all the hosts on the Locked On NFL brand. Be sure to follow both Twitter handles at Locked On NFL Net and Instagram at Locked On NFL Net. Great place to go. Awesome stuff. I'll promote it out on Twitter as well. If you guys want to see it or shoot it a follow, I highly recommend it to you. It's huge. It connects me with all the other guys in the Locked On NFL world. You get to see what's going on with other teams, especially during live games. It's fun, it's interactive, and it gives you a chance to be in the conversation over here, Locked On NFL Net. Alrighty, closing thoughts here on today's episode of Locked On Broncos, our post-Thanksgiving show. Obviously, some NFL games in the book. Broncos host the Steelers this Sunday, Broncos Stadium, Mile High, 2:25 p.m. kickoff. That is Mountain Time. Time right there. So before this, you know, I thought it was really important. A lot of people are talking about it. The last time these two teams met, when Antonio Brown was playing for the Steelers against the Broncos, you got to keep in mind, he didn't play in that playoff game where the Broncos went on to defeat the Steelers 23-16, going to the AFC Championship. He was out with a concussion during that time. The last time these two teams played, Chris Harris had a good coverage on a lot of catches that Antonio Brown had. Antonio Brown had 2 touchdown catches. There was one where there was supposed to be safety help over the top. David Bruton was a safety at the time as well, having a great year. But the Broncos gave up a lot of yards to Antonio Brown in that game, and a lot of it is a product of, you know, there were a couple times where he just got God, and it was great coverage. It's one of those things where Big Ben made a great throw and Antonio Brown made a great catch. I'm looking forward to watching this Chris Harris Jr. versus Antonio Brown matchup. I mean, I want to see how Bradley Roby, he's questionable, but I he's more than likely going to play. I want to see how he does against Juju Smith-Schuster, coming off of a good game against Tyrell Williams down there in Los Angeles. I thought he did a very good job. Arguably had, I think, his best game of the year. Joe Woods said it in his press conference. The thing is with Bradley Roby, it's about consistency. You you have a good week, game 1 week, can you have a good game the next week? It's about finding that rhythm and staying consistent, and that's the key to watch in this matchup. So that's kind of my final thought on it. I'm really looking forward to that. I love defensive football, as you guys all know. As well, be sure to follow me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL, as well as the Locked On Broncos podcast at Locked On Broncos. So I think we get into this special announcement here that we're kind of talking about a little bit. Really a cool thing that we're going to be bringing to you here in probably 2 weeks. Worked on it, talked with it, and the details are all good to go. And we're going to have a new segment here every single week on the Locked On Broncos podcast, starting here in a couple weeks, called Keeping It Will. Will Parks will be joining the Locked On Broncos podcast every week to talk about the upcoming week. Preparation, obviously some coverage assignments he has on some tight ends, the life of Will Parks. We get Will Parks on here, and it is a platform for Will to share what is going on as well, and it's over here at the Locked On Broncos podcast. Very excited about that. Those are going to be huge episodes. We'll keep you up to date with some more details, including the official start date, where we're going to have Will on here as well for Keeping It Will on Locked On Broncos, his own segment. Very excited about that. Will Parks, a very, very awesome individual, human being, great football player as well, doing a lot of great stuff on and off the field. And guess what? Locked On Broncos couldn't have had a better guest, a better guy to have his own segment here every single week on the Locked On Broncos podcast. Will Parks. We're keeping it Will with him as well. So that's going to start here in a couple weeks. Keep you up to date with some more details as that approaches. But very excited about that. Huge news for the show. Huge news for you Broncos fans. I know you guys love Will Parks as much as we do. So very excited to have him on here talking about the opponent every single week. It's going to be a fun thing over here at the Locked On Broncos podcast. We'll be back on Sunday for a Locked On Broncos postgame report. Broncos Steelers, 2:25 p.m. Mountain Time kickoff at Broncos Stadium at Mile High. Big Ben and company coming to town. Can the Broncos defense get to Big Ben? Can Case Keenum and the Broncos offense run over this Pittsburgh Steelers D? We'll find out here on Sunday as well. Have a full coverage of the game following the show as well. I'm your host, Cody Rourke. We'll see you then.